Welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The INX media case is again in the spotlight. A team of CBI officials reached the residence of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram. Earlier yesterday, the Delhi High Court dismissed the Congress leader's anticipatory bail plea. The leader and his counsels are planning to approach the Supreme Court over the order. The team left moments after it had arrived as the senior Congress leader was not at home. The Delhi High Court said on Tuesday that the INX media case is a classic case of money laundering and it was of the prima facie opinion that his custodial interrogation is required for an effective investigation in the matter. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. officially became a credit card lender on Tuesday by rolling out its first product with Apple Inc., but the bank has aspirations to grow much bigger in consumer lending, its chief executive said in an internal memo viewed by Reuters. The virtual credit card, which officially launched to all US customers, is Goldman's first, and it represents a big push by the Wall Street Bank to build out its young consumer business. Pakistan yesterday said it will approach the International Court of Justice over the Kashmir issue weeks after India revoked the special status to Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Imran Khan told a rare joint sitting of Pakistan's parliament on August 6 that he will raise the Kashmir issue at every forum including the UN Security Council and also take the matter to the ICJ. The centre has revived its intention to make hallmarking mandatory for gold jewellery and plans to notify the regulation in WTO in a week's time, a top official said. Bureau of Indian Standards Director General Surina Rajan, however, assured the jewellery traders that the process would be done in consultation with all stakeholders. Hours after Madhya Pradesh CM Kamal Nath's nephew Ratul Puri was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in the Rs. 354 crore bank fraud case, the Delhi High Court rejected his anticipatory bail plea in a money laundering probe related to the Augusta Westland bribery scam. Puri, who is the nephew of MP Chief Minister Kamal Nath, has been under probe for alleged money laundering in the Rs. 3600 crore Augusta Westland chopper deal. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri on Tuesday said the target of housing for all under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana will be achieved in 2020, 2 years before the deadline. The Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister said that under the PMAY, 24 lakh houses have so far been handed over to beneficiaries and the number will soon reach 50 lakh. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.